Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares a message titled, Gentleness in a Harsh World.
Pastor Mac, I didn't tell nobody this. Only Chosen knew. Miss Regina knew. Tuesday night, I got a phone call. I was on a phone call actually with my sister. She was telling me how tired she was. And she began to get dizzy. So I told my sister to go home and get some sleep. And I went home and got some sleep as well. Waking up to various phone calls that my sister may have had a stroke. But I stand here with a report of the Lord that the doctor said that there's no sign of a stroke. So you are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Let me say, you are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good. Your mercy is forever.
Forever.
me and say, I don't know how my tomorrow is, but I could testify and say, on tomorrow, you will be good. I said on tomorrow, I don't even know how it looks for me right now on tomorrow, but you will be good. Do I have any witnesses out there that can say, you will be good? Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Hey, you are good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Hey, you are good. Your mercy is forever.
good. Your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good. I was not good, but your mercy was forever. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're one step closer to the best part of the service, which is the word. Anybody excited about the word on today? Anybody in the building thankful on today? Anybody thankful? If we can just rest on our feet today and just begin to thank God, because he's done so much for us. He woke us up this morning. We're standing here today. We have life. You have breath in your body. Last night could have been your last night, but he didn't see fit. He woke you up, gave you new grace and new mercy. So we just come to say thank you on this morning. Around me, I'll still choose to say, Lord, I thank you for every way you've made. Say, Lord,
Lord, you've done so much for me.
You have given me.
I'll still choose to say.
So the psalmist writes in Psalms 136, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." That wasn't a suggestion, it was a commandment. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Is there anybody who can think of just one thing that God did for you that only God could have done? Ooh, come on, Bree. Come on, team. All the worshipers, come on. Oh, yeah. Lift those hands, close those eyes. Eternal Father, we say thank you. Thank you because you are good. You have been good. You will always be good. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for how you've protected us. Thank you for how you've kept us, how you've comforted us. Even in our loss, you are still good. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. Allow them to be acceptable in your sight. For you art our strength and our redeemer. It is in your name we pray and give thanks. And all of those that love the Lord, help me say amen. Clap those hands, everybody. Can you give God a hand for our chosen generation, young adult praise team, amen. We're so grateful for them, such an awesome job this morning. As we remain standing for the reading of the word, let me say a very special thank you to Pastor, a senior associate pastor, Alva Lawson, for on last Sunday was Military Support Sunday, and to all of you who just did a phenomenal job, thank you. Pastor Lawson, I'm glad to know that the power has been restored. Amen. Look at somebody, say it's been restored. When you lose power, people call you and say, "Do you have your power back yet?" Tell somebody, "I got it back." I've got it back. Thank you. Thank you for that. And to Deacon Melton, Mother Melton, and all of the staff for the military support and such a wonderful weekend on last week. Thank you for never forgetting our men and women who serve and those who have sacrificed, given the ultimate sacrifice. There's a word from the Lord this morning as we begin a new series, brief series, only two messages in this series. One today, and we'll come back in December, finish this series. But this is the eighth fruit of the Spirit. At the beginning of the year, we told you that it was our intent to share all nine of the fruit of the spirits. And we've done seven in this year of spiritual empowerment. For Paul writes in Galatians, he says, the Holy Spirit will produce this kind of fruit in your life. And then he outlines nine different fruit. We'll deal with that in detail on Tuesday night, but nine different fruit. And we're at eight. And I will confess to you, eight and nine are perhaps the most challenging. And I understand why Paul perhaps left them for last, because they are the most challenging as it relates to our human nature and doing things that our human nature does not always do naturally. This one deals with gentleness. The ninth one deals with self-control. Amen. So I don't want you to miss these two. You can have all the love and joy and peace you want, But if you don't have a spirit of gentleness and self-control, you still have issues. Amen. Listen to the reading of God's holy word, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, the New Living Translation. Paul writes, always be humble and gentle. Look at somebody and say, always. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. And we ask God's blessings on the reading and the hearing of his word. The first part of verse 2 again says, always be humble and gentle. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you in this series, The Power of Gentleness, this first of two messages. This message is entitled, Gentleness in a Harsh World. Gentleness in a harsh world. Take your seat, but look at somebody and say, be gentle. Thank you, Elder Fred. Be gentle. Amen. In a harsh world. We are living during a time in which it seems as if more and more people, and I want you to listen to this carefully, more and more people are willing to celebrate or condone harshness. Starting with somebody who lives in D.C. in a White House. I'm not calling any names, but you figured it out already. Willing to celebrate and condone harshness. Harsh rhetoric. Harsh attitudes, harsh judgment, and even harsh behavior. Somebody say, preach, Pastor. We're living in a society where people celebrate and condone that. People say, I don't act like that, but you condone it. And you celebrate. And you thumbs up on social media when somebody tells somebody else. And you high-five people virtually and others when they act rudely and inappropriately. Gentleness, somebody help me say gentleness. Gentleness is defined as the quality of being kind, mild-mannered, and even-tempered. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. Because it's hard to do it on your own, amen. Gentleness is the opposite of rude, arrogant, and mean spirit. If you're rude, if you're arrogant, you mean spirit, then I will suggest, based on biblical references, that the Holy Spirit does not live in your life. But Pastor, that's just who I am. Well, you need to come to the altar and you need to be transformed. Amen. Because if you're rude, you're arrogant, if you're mean spirit, I don't care what your title is in the church, you don't represent the kingdom. May I preach? Gentleness is often mistaken for weakness, softness. That's not who I am. I'm a hard person. I'm not soft. And so people mistake gentleness for weakness, softness. But the truth is, gentleness is not weakness. It is a sign of maturity and a reflection of godly character. As people of faith, we are to be an example to others, showing them that they don't have to respond to ugliness with more ugliness. They don't have to respond to harshness with more harshness. They don't have to respond to persecution with retaliation. We are different. Amen. We are children of God. We are to have godly character. The Bible teaches us that. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 in verse 16, the NIV version, he says, "Let our light shine before others that they may see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven." We have an obligation to shine the light in dark places. Everybody else has been rude and mean and harsh. We have an obligation to cut on the light and to show them that this is not how you have to be. Ignore what people say. We should never be ashamed. We should never be embarrassed about being gentle in a harsh world, but proud of it. Listen, folks say all kinds of stuff, and they've called me names. I'm gullible. I'm soft. I let people get by with all kinds of stuff. And the folks said, and one of the things I never could understand, Deacon Marlon, when people say he doesn't like confrontation. And I go, who does like confrontation? If you're somebody that wake up in the morning and you enjoy confrontation, then you ought to check out who you are. If you enjoy that, then I don't really want to be around you, because I don't know when you may go off. Amen. Life is too short to spend my time with unstable, unhinged folk that may go off anytime. Listen to what Jesus says. Jesus, right, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, does that sound like someone who promotes confrontation? Does that sound like someone who promotes someone who loves confrontation? So if folk tell you you don't like confrontation, tell them thank you for the compliment. You're right. I don't like it. And so we are not to be ashamed of the fact that God has challenged us. God has, in fact, demanded of us that we are meek. And if we are, he says he will reward us by an inheritance that others will not receive. For the next few moments, let us look to the text. Let us examine in this text what is said about the power of gentleness. In this incredible text to the first century believers in the city of Ephesus, known as the Ephesians, Paul exhorts them to live a life that is constant with their identity in Christ Jesus, which Paul says is marked or is identified by humility, gentleness, patience, and love. Paul goes on to remind them that gentleness is not optional. It's essential. May I say that again? If you are a child of God, you don't have the option of if you treat people kind and nice and mild-mannered. It is essential to who we are. For all who desire to live the kind of life that God expects of us, then it is mandated, it is expected by God that we act a certain way. Don't get it confused. Folk confuse your spirituality oftentimes by your emotional outbursts in church. They confuse your spirituality sometimes about how you talk about it. But it's not really how you talk that matters, particularly if you don't walk the walk. Tell somebody you've got to walk the walk. The older I get, the less impressed I am with rhetoric. The less I am impressed with how folk talk, and they give a good speech and they can say good things. I want to see how you walk the walk. Do you speak to everybody. Does the janitor in your building mean as much to you as the CEO? Come on, somebody. I told you the story about one of the staff persons in a place that I work was getting ready to retire. And after he was retired, he came by the office and he thanked me and our staff. And he says, thank y'all so much. And the tears was in his eyes. And he says, thank you, Senator Jackson, for never forgetting my name. And I thought, no big deal. He said, no, I've been working here 20 years. And half of your colleagues still don't know who I am. He said they don't know if I got children or a wife or anybody. In fact, every morning they walk by me, don't even speak to me, okay? I clean their bathroom, I take out their trash. And I thought about that. And I says, what kind of person is like that? And then he sees them kissing up on everybody else. And God reminded me of something. God says, it's the least of these, how you treat them, that matters. Don't kiss up to me because I'm the pastor and you walk by the janitor who cleans this building. If you want to impress God, treat everybody right. Tell your neighbor, you matter to me. Everyone matters to me. Sometimes we've got different personalities for different people. Oh, preach, Pastor Jackson. Okay. But it is not optional, it is essential. And so Paul writes these words and he tells these first century Christians and believers, and I often use that reference because they were the pioneers. These were the first Christians. They're the ones who had to learn by trial and error. And so he writes this epistle to the church in Ephesus. He says, I want to help you live a godly life. And he writes these most iconic words that's found in the book of Ephesians. Look at what he says in verses 2 and 3. He writes, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, building yourselves together in peace. Now, I want to tell you, my purpose this morning wasn't to come to make you shout and fall out, okay? I just want you to hear the words of the Lord this morning. Look at this incredible text, and in this text, there are three key insights that I want to share with you that Paul speaks to these first century believers that applies to our life even here today. Three key insights, three key takeaways. Get your phone, take a picture on the screen, because I want you to remember these as you walk the walk. Number one is this: gentleness is always humble. Not sometimes, but always humble. Amen. It is always humble. Look at somebody and say, be humble. Submit yourself. Humility is when you willingly submit yourself. Humility is when you don't have to sell. In this age of self-promotion, in this age of everybody promoting themselves and everybody their own marketing expert and everybody remind you of how great they are, you don't have to worry about their achievements. You see it on social media, live in progress. Oh, I'm here getting an award. Y'all tune in. Somebody just said, what happens to the day you're the team and the cheerleaders cheer you on? We live in the time where folk are the players and the cheerleaders. Amen. But if you do something good, somebody will notice. And if they don't notice, guess who looks down low and sits up high? God notices all the time. So the text says, verse 2, the A clause says, always be humble and gentle. First insight, gentleness is always humble. Listen, as we continue in this first insight, God requires that we live a life of humility, patience, and gentleness. Look at somebody and say, he requires that. Gentleness doesn't seek to dominate and control. I pause for effect. If you always have to be in control, if you always got to dominate every conversation, every aspect of your family life, there's some folk that are taking their extra blood pressure medicine right now because they've got to spend Thanksgiving Day with you, and they put up with you, but they really don't like you because they're sick of hearing about how great you are, how you know everything about everything. Okay, you don't have to dominate everything. You don't have to be in control of everything. Gentleness seeks to serve, to restore, and heal. That's gentleness. Serve, restore, and heal. That comes with humility. Humility is a trait of godliness. It is something that God requires of us. You can shout all day long, but if you treat people nasty, I've got news for you. You're going to burst hell wide open. As the old folks say. They say, you're going to go to hell with a first class ticket, okay? All your shouting, all the church you do, all the titles you carry with your mean, arrogant, rude self, God says, I have no room for you here, because heaven is invitation only. That means when you serve God and you get salvation, then you've accepted God's invitation to be a child of God. Second key insight as it relates, may I preach this? As it relates to gentleness is this. Gentleness seeks harmony, not division. Here's what the text says. Verse 2B clause. Be patient with each other, making allowance for others' faults because of love. Look at some aspects of this second insight. Gentleness tries to diffuse strife and conflict before it escalates. I'm preaching hard now. It diffuses it. Gentle people, godly people, righteous people put fires out. They don't start fires. Amen. Amen. They don't start confusion. There's some folk that start confusion. They're always in the midst of confusion. They're in the midst of strife and conflict. They promote it. They escalate it to even a higher and a worse degree. But gentleness diffuses it. It puts it out. It tries to create harmony. You ought to be the one in your group that brings people together, that creates harmony, that says, no, we don't have to talk like this. We don't have to act like this. No, baby, you don't have to retaliate. I know they treated you bad, but hold your peace. Woo! And let the Lord fight your battle. How many of you know God will fight your battle? Won't he do it? In fact, this is a good time to put a worship praise on anyone in here that God has ever fought your battle. For the next 20 seconds, I need you just to thank God. Stand still. Woo! Here's what Moses said to the children of Israel. God said to Moses, Moses, tell them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians you see today, you will not see again. Something happens when God fights your battles. Any witnesses? Anybody in here is a living witness. Pastor, God will fight your battles if you learn how to hold your peace and let God do it. Tell somebody, yes, he will. Oh, yes, I feel, let me hold it now. I said I wasn't going to go there this morning, and I need to talk to you this morning. Second aspect in the second insight, still in the second insight, which is gentleness seeks harmony and division. Gentleness, I need you to catch this. This is why I could not get carried away. I need you to get this. Gentleness makes allowance for the faults and the mistakes of others. I need y'all to help me. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, gentleness makes allowance for other people's mistakes. Knowing that we all have our own, I'm talking about you, super Holy Ghost filled. I'm talking about you, super anointed. We all have our own faults and made our own mistakes. If God wants to cut the light on in our closets, sometimes the shadows covers a whole lot of dirt. Amen, somebody. Hey, I had a light out in my closet. Deacon Marlon and I hesitated, didn't want to change the light bulb on. I finally went and changed one of the light bulbs, and I cut the light, and I saw all kind of dust mites and dust and dirt. I wanted to take the light bulb out. It exposed dirt. I didn't even know Wesley was there. Light shines on dirt. Am I right about it? And so we have, that's why I don't complain about anybody, because I know that I haven't always been perfect. And there's some times in my life that God made a way out of nowhere. And I don't know about you, but I'm so happy that grace and mercy, woo, brought me out. Anybody know grace and mercy brought you from a mighty long ways? I just need a handful of folk right now that'll give God a praise for grace and mercy. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, if it had not been for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't be here. Thank you. Thank you. Some days you ought to wake up and just say thank you. Someday, when I was growing up, my mother used to walk around the kitchen, and some mornings I just hear her say thank you. Thank you. Mama would get happy washing the dishes, cooking grits and eggs, and I would wonder, Mama, are you all right? She'd say, thank you, Lord. I had to understand that she thanked God for bringing her teenage children home safe last night. You owe God a praise. Somebody in here, oh God, a thank you. Woo. You didn't have to do it. Stan, I'm almost done. Still on insight number two. The last point on insight number two. I need you to catch this. Gentleness doesn't mean that we never confront wrong. It means that we confront it with love, kindness, and grace. Look at somebody and say, it's how you do it that matters. I'm not saying that you ought to not confront wrong. Confront people when they've done something wrong, but it's how you do it. You can't put the fire out in the house with more fire. Amen. It's how you do it. And then the third and the final insight as it relates to the power of gentleness in a harsh world. When gentleness rules our hearts, the peace of God will rule our lives. Here's what the text says in verse 3. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. When we seek peace with others, God will give us peace with ourselves. When we seek, may I read this again? May I say this again? When we seek peace with others, God will give us peace with ourselves. If you want to live in peace, then offer peace. Work for peace. The reason I treat folk right, here's the last thing I want to say. Put this on the board for us, DJ. Last thing I want to say. The reason I do this, because I'm protecting my peace. Stand to your feet all over this place. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, protect your peace. Ooh, you can't always be mean. Ooh, when you treat people mean, you'll wake up mean. You'll feel mean. You will feel depressed. One thing about jubilant people who are always laughing and have a good time, I love being around them because they always have a good spirit. Thank you, Deacon from Cope. Keep smiling and keep making jokes and stuff, because when you lighten this mood up, you lift up everybody. Look at somebody around you, say, protect your peace. Reason why we treat folk right, because we are protecting our peace. Gentleness is not optional. Ooh. It is essential. And if you are going to be a child of God, if you claim to have the Holy Spirit, and I need you to come back on Tuesday night for our last Bible study, I'm going to go over the evidence of the Holy Ghost for you. I'm going to talk about the evidence of the Holy Spirit for you. And none of them have to do with clapping your hands or shouting or the language you speak in, but it has to do with how you live, kind of life you live. Reason why I treat folk right, I'm protecting my peace. Life is too short for me to go to bed mad. Can I say that again? Life is too short for you to go to bed angry. Life is too short for you to walk around angry. You don't know what may be your last day, what may be your last night. There's some folk who went to bed last night that did not get up this morning. So you've got to live every day as if it's your last day. And you want everything you do to be judged by God. Ooh, look at somebody and say, protect your peace. And be gentle in a harsh world. The altar is now open. As you leave your seats and walk down the aisle, there's a wonderful song by one of my favorite gospel artists. Thank you, Regina, for recommending this. Brian Courtney Wilson wrote this. I want to pray for everybody in here, anyone in here that wants God to help you protect your peace right now. Come on. May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. God bless you. Come on, right now, right
God,
now.
Yeah. Bless us with grace.
Thank you.
Mercy and peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world.
Thank you, T.
For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace.
You can have that kind of peace.
May our God
thank
bless
you,
us with grace, ooh, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room
sing,
around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. Peace. May our God, may our
everybody
bless us with grace, woo, mercy, and peace.
Another friend, person.
May we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's
grace,
mercy. I receive it, I receive it, and I believe I can see it on you too. I receive it.
Come on, oh, come on, lift your hands if you receive it.
And I believe
receive it in your heart.
I can see it on you too. I receive it, I receive it, and I believe I can see it on you. God's grace, mercy, and peace, peace, peace.
Father God, we come before your presence this day. We thank you. We receive it, we believe it. We are blessed with your grace, your mercy, and your peace. Lord, help us, Lord, as we go from this place, but never from your presence. Give everyone under the sound of my voice the ability through your Holy Spirit to be gentle. For your word says that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up strife and anger, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God, if we've confronted anyone in the wrong manner or in the wrong way, oh God, forgive us, oh God. Lord, let us come with softness, Lord. Let us come with gentleness, oh God. For you, Lord God, Jesus, Lord, spoke to us today and help us to understand that gentleness is not optional, oh God. It is essential. So we thank you, oh God.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. we will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Gentleness in a Harsh World, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 112325. Again, the number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 112325. Sunday, December 21st at 10 a.m., join the Bible Way Church family for one combined Christmas service. We look forward to hearing Pastor Daryl Jackson speak on The Power of Gentleness, A Gentle Savior. During the service, Worship and Arts will share a musical celebration for the holiday season. Again, that's Sunday, December 21st, 10 a.m. Join us for a combined Christmas service. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.